Times are changing. Chapter 3. High school. So high school was also its own transition phase. Our high school started in 10th grade. So in 10th grade, we were considered the freshmen. And I remember 10th grade kind of seemed like, LA in the 80s, you know, imagine that type of high school, you know, people, those seniors kind of always seemed a little bit older or a little bit more mature. At that time, it was like, tagging was really in, raving and taggers, a little bit of the breakdancing was almost dying out. The girls were really pretty and wore a lot of makeup and crunchy hair, and you know, we were really attracted to them, but they were always way out of our league, you know. So like I said, I had to go through my own transition in 10th and 11th grade. Having the friends was always a good thing. We always kept ourselves occupied with you know, school activities, or we'd do things like go to the mall and see how many numbers we could get. Or, you know, we write music or play pool at my parents' house, and we stay up all night just, you know, beating each other at pool and, you know, winning each other's clothes, you know, to wear the next day and things like that. We were still in music. High school music wasn't as strong as we had in junior high, but we were still able to bring that coolness factor. Because, you know, our school was the same unique diversity that we had in junior high. So there wasn't a lot of that traditional, you know, jock stuff and, you know, dweeb type of things as far as being in a marching band. Even so much to once I got into the end of 11th grade in my senior year, you know, we even brought the music into the, you know, the basketball games, into the football games, and that brought a strong presence, because we would come with, you know, a strong drum line, and you know, we really hype up the crowds, and our basketball team happened to be really good, so we really got a rise out of that, and we actually really benefited from having that exposure and that experience and talent. So I enjoyed that. As soon as I turned 15, I started working. So I was very independent. I didn't have my own car. I didn't get a car. Not until after my senior year, and I had to like buy it from my mom. But I went around town in the bus. I get rides when I could. Go on the trolley, and I worked. You know, I wanted certain things, nice things. I worked for it. And I earned it. You know, buy new shoes every other week. Always had nice clothes. I always had money to buy lunch for myself and friends all the time. During that transition, you know, building my popularity and, doing, school activities and, breakdancing and, you know, trying to DJ, on the weekends, still pursuing, you know, music and, my writing. So that was always a thing I had as a hobby. But the girls, I date here and there, but eventually I would date outside of the school. Meet girls at the mall or at work. I dated a cheerleader from a different school district. So little things that kind of made me unique and happy as an individual. Academically, still wasn't focused in school. I went to night school a lot. I had to do the summer school always to make up for the grades that I had really barely passed in junior high. But they weren't, they didn't acknowledge D's, so I had to make those D's up, and eventually my record looked like A's and B's, because I made it all up in high school, night school, and in summer school. So all I did was cheat. We always had the answers. Teachers didn't really care, so it looked like that I think I ended up graduating with like a 3.0. But musically, it was always where I excelled. I was in all-city honor band. I was in drum corps. I was even trying to get scouted from another school district for me to join their band group because I was one of the best trumpets in the county. So you know, those things I always considered and appreciated having those traits in high school. Other than that, as far as things that were not too good, not a lot that I can remember.